Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you my favorite songs and anything new I found that I love, and I've got some new ones tonight. I mean really new, brand new, and I'll be telling you about them in just a second. Anyway, welcome aboard every Monday night, 7 to 8, Saturdays at 1, and I play for you an assortment, a lot of country music, a few 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, current. And first I'll start off with, this is Heather Berry and Tony Mabe. I went to Carterfold last night, and I went to see them, because I've played on the show a song by them called Scissors. And I may play that later in the show if I can fit it in. But I'm going to start off with a new song I heard last night at Carter Fold. They call it Carter Family Fold over in Hilton's, Virginia. And it was a great show. And Tony, Mabe, and Heather Berry. I went up and talked to Heather Berry and told her I had played her on my show. And she noticed that my sweater had the initials HB, Harry Baya. She said, "You've got my initials." And anyway, I told her I played her songs on my show, and she said, "Do you have my latest album?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Here, I'll give you one." So she gave me an album, and I'm going to play a song off the album. They played it in the show. It's a typical Heather Berry fare. It's old-timey. And I think Tony Mabe is playing frailing banjo on this. Most of the evening he was playing three-finger style. But I think this is clawhammer. I don't know. Any case, it's great banjo. And she wrote this song. They wrote this song. And it's called, let me find out what it is actually called, because it's not called All My Drinking's Done. That's what I call it. It's called I'll Live the Right Life Now. This is Heather Berry, Tony Mabe. Brand new album just came out last Tuesday, and this is a song off the album, and I heard it live last night, and Heather Berry personally handed me this album, so you get to share it with me.
Thought I'd have a drink one day with dear old Uncle Jude. I made the trip up to East Hill, way back in the woods. I sat right down on a hickory stump, and I drank 10 hours it seemed. Fell asleep there on that stump, and I had myself a dream. I dreamed we played the sweetest tune, oh, me and Jude was slick. But when I woke, my head was sore, and I couldn't hit a lick.
All my drinking's done, Lord, all my drinking's done. All my drinking's done, Lord,
I live the right life now. That sweet Prince Albert in a can, Scotch Irish rose of two. Now these are dear kind Christian folks, as fine as they can be. So tell me just how bad could that good old tobacco be? Well, I roll me one and lit it up, and I breathed it in real deep. And I tell you sure as I sit here that my whole head turned green.
Oh, my smoking's done, Lord, oh, my smoking's done. Oh, my smoking's done, Lord,
I live the right life now. The night I met a handsome man in Pointer overalls. He was so sweet and he talked so slow, I thought I'd lose my mind. He asked me if I'd like to dance and really cut a shine. Well, I ain't too good at dancing, but I thought, oh, what the heck. My feet slipped out from under me and I nearly broke my neck.
All of my dancing's done, Lord, all of my dancing's done. All of my dancing's done, Lord,
I live the right life now.
All of my dancing's done, Lord, all of my dancing's done. All of my dancing's done, Lord,
I live the right life now.
Thank you.
shall live the right life now by Heather Berry and Tony Mabe, and they wrote that, and that's typical of their music. Carter Fold, if you haven't been there, if you have been there, you'll know what I'm talking about. The Carter Family Fold is just a great place. It's big now. I bet they seat 300 or 400 people, and it was warm. When I went 4 or 5 years ago, it was cold in there. They had a heater, but it just didn't do much. But now it's nice and comfortable and warm, and the seats were nice. You used to sit on concrete benches. And my fiddle teacher said she went when she was 20 and played there, and they were dirt benches outside. So it's come a long way. Anyway, one of the exciting things about Carter Fold is when the band plays something with a lot of rhythm, people get up and dance. They do the clogging flat foot style, and it's something to see. It's like a hidden message goes out and pulls people out of the audience, and out they come from all sides and all ages. Mostly old people, I want to say. I bet the average age of the cloggers was at least 60, might have been 65. There were maybe 8-10 people out there who were under 40. A couple of kids, little kids, 9, 10, and then a few cute young women out bouncing around. But most of the people were in their 60s and 70s, and one guy got to be 80, who my friend Phyllis was with me. She said he's been there forever, and he was dancing around, and he put a bottle on his head to show how steady he was. He was dancing around with a bottle balanced on his head. It was just a sight to see. I enjoyed it very, very much. And then to add to the excitement, I got another new. That was one. So that's a brand new song from last night. Meanwhile, we drove there. There are lots of ways to get to Carter Fold. One way is to go up 81 to exit 1B and turn right on 58 and drive down to Hilton's, and then follow the signs to Carter Fold. That's the way we went. But Phyllis is from this part of the world. She said, let's not come back that way. Let's go the back way. I said to myself, we'll get lost. But we had a GPS, and it told us where to turn, and there were 3 or 4 turns. It was dark and mean looking out there, and we would drive for 5 miles and not see a house. We were really out in the woods. I think of Abingdon as being kind of country, but Abingdon is city, and Emory even is city compared to where we were. On the way back, we had the radio on, and there was some great music on. So one of the songs, we didn't know who the artist was until the end of the set. It was Prairie Home Companion. No, what's it called? Anyway, Mountain Stage. And this was an artist. His name is Amos Lee. He's well known. And not to me, but he is well known. And this is one of the songs he played. And I got it this morning off of iTunes and want to play it for you. And it's called Cup of Sorrow. So this is Amos Lee playing Cup of Sorrow, a song I heard last night. By the way, I thought I ought to change the name of the show from Wombats and Music to Serendipity Rules, because both these songs came out of nowhere. I had already had my show planned, and these are both added.
Send a prayer out table of wisdom. So that not one crumb shall go to waste. For if we keep down this pathway to destruction, oh well, our children will suffer for our hate.
That was Cup of Sorrow by Amos Lee, which I heard for the first time ever on the radio last night, coming back from Carterfold. Going back to Heather Berry, I'm going to play the song that I've played before on this show that I like so much, and I went up and told her about liking so much. It's called Scissors and Paper, and she wrote it, and it's got a kind of simplicity to it that's hard to explain. Heather Berry told us that she first sang at Carterfold when she was 12. She was there as a guest, and people knew she could sing, and they got her up on stage, and she sang. I'd say she's probably close to 30 now, in her 20s, and just as charming and friendly and sweet as she can be. She told us that she'd come back many times to sing, and always felt it was a great honor to sing at Carterfold, and I think most artists who sing there feel that way. So this is her song, Scissors and Paper, which she wrote. Let's hope we can get it to play. And here we go.
Scissors and
scissors and paper, and time that would give me a chance to cut out a really fine pattern for dresses to wear to a dance. I'll cut out a new stove for Mama, and so many things I could give. I'll cut out a picture of Jesus to hang on the wall where we live. All I need is scissors and paper.
That was Heather Berry and Tony Mabe from their brand new album just released Tuesday called The Heather Berry and Tony Mabe Show. They're local in a sense. They're from North Carolina over toward Winston-Salem. I don't have my notes because I brought this song in at the last minute, but I believe they're from little tiny towns up in the mountains over that way. And quite interesting to have local people come in who have memories going back for 20, 30 years about performing at this show. I loved it. Well, now we're going back into my regular set, the ones I had planned for today, and I'm going to skip over. We've had several what I think of as fairly sweet songs. We're going to go to something hard and rough. This is Tim McGraw singing, I take it back, this is Hank Williams Jr. singing A Country Boy Can Survive. And you can see the YouTube from this. Oh, by the way, I know what I want to mention. Heather Berry and Tony Mabe, I've got something called A Song a Day going on. And what they're doing is they're putting up a new song on YouTube every day, 365 days. They're up in the 30s, I think. And last night they announced that one of the songs they were doing would be their next one to go on YouTube or coming up soon. And a guy came, sat right in front of us. We were in the second row. He sat in the front row with a little flip camera, the kind we use here at Emory and Henry, and recorded them singing a song, and the dancers all flowing in front of them, all the cloggers, and I was watching who was getting into the picture. You know, they weren't doing it on purpose. In fact, they pretty much left a clear stream for this guy to take the band with his flip camera, but that was kind of neat. Well, now we're going to Hank Williams Jr., A Country Boy Can Survive, and this song has a rough edge to it, and I think it expresses one side of the country man's personality. Of it can be a tough life, and this sort of catches it, and the pride that one takes in being able to live a tough life.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those Winston-Salem boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
Country Boy Can Survive by Hank Williams Jr., 1982. He wrote that song. Hank Williams Jr. is the son of Hank Williams. Hank Williams was one of the classic great country music singers of all time. Died when he was 28 years old in a plane wreck. His son has had quite a career. Now the third generation, Hank Williams III, is performing. I think I played a song by him a few weeks ago. Now we're going to move back to 1955. This is Bo Diddley. It's sung and by Bo Diddley, written by Bo Diddley, and it's utterly unique. He was fairly famous. He died in 2008. He had a key role in blues and rock, driving rhythms. He was kind of a transition person, they said, between blues to rock, and that made him important. He was a pioneer. Many, many of our singers that claim that he influenced them. He was once kicked off. He was the first of the country music people to have women in his band. They were all male bands until Bo Diddley started putting women in the band, and he had women in his band all along. And he was kicked off the Ed Sullivan Show. He'd promised to play one song, but he didn't play that song. He played this song.
Told her goodbye, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Diddley caught a nanny goat to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Old Diddley caught a bell cat to make a pretty baby a Sunday. We'll be right back. Won't you come to my house with black cat bones? Take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo dilly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird.
That was Bo Diddley from 1955. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Bai. We're coming to you from WEHC-FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you my favorite songs and anything else that I want to throw in. The things that aren't music, that are oddball things I throw in, are called wombats. And I don't have any wombats tonight, but I will for the next show. I've got a couple lined up. Tonight I'm playing, just as usual, my favorite songs, and I played a couple of brand new ones that I'd never heard before yesterday. And now here's, all of these are ones I've kind of discovered recently, but most of them go back years. This next one is from 1997. It's by Tim McGraw. It's called Just to See You Smile. Tim McGraw was the son of Tug McGraw, who was a pitcher back in the major leagues, and I remember hearing about Tug McGraw. And he's married to Faith Hill, who's one of the most popular female country music singers. So this is Just to See You Smile from 1997, and I had never heard it until just recently and liked it a lot, so brought it in to share with you.
Glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. No, how, but I scraped up the. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee. Quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd like him. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. Said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost.
just to see you smile.
Just to See You Smile by Tim McGraw. You know, there's a state of mind, you could call it enlightened or transcended, the situation transcending. That song expresses one way of doing it. Here he is, he's in a relationship, he's obviously in love with the woman, and he just gives anything to see her smile. And when she leaves him, he meets her, and she's with the new guy, and he tells her that he's happy for her. And he says, given the chance, I'd lie again just to see you smile. Now that's, you think if you really love someone and care about what's best for them, then if they don't want to be with you and they want to be with someone else, that's what's best for them, and it's their happiness, and you care about their happiness. You should be able to let go and wish them well. Well, good luck. If you can do that, great. I have two ex-wives, both of whom left me and broke my heart, and I'm pretty much over it. In many ways, I'm happy now in my new relationship. I'm happy with my life, but still, I have a hard time saying I wish them well. I don't wish them ill, but it's just I haven't reached that state of enlightenment. I'm working on it. I've been working on it a long time, but that's a good trick to pull, and that song expresses it well. We're going to move on now to another country music song. This is by Brooks and Dunn from 1996. Oh, by the way, that last song has a record of having the longest time on the country chart of any song, any country song. It stayed up longer than any. This next one was also, this is a number one hit. It's called My Maria, and it's by Brooks and Dunn. Kix Brooks from Shreveport, Louisiana, and Ron Dunn from Coleman, Texas. Got together. They both had single careers, got together, made 50 singles, and 20 went to number one on the country chart. So that's a pretty good accomplishment. And this is one of them. Again, I just heard this recently, all the songs from 1996. And I hope some of you like it as much as I do.
Don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer.
Maria,
My Maria by Brooks and Dunn. The next song is another country music song. This is a classic. This was a big hit. I've heard it many times. I've never played it on the show before, though. It's by Randy Travis from 1987. It's called Forever and Ever, Amen. And all of these songs to me, together with the just wonderful music, the all the different instruments and the arrangements, the rhythm. That last one has a calypso rhythm, country music with calypso. They're all poetry. The words are just beautiful. And this one in particular, I think the words are just great. It's just a wonderful, he just words it well. I think he wrote this.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever. Time takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. Well, honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. It's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, but just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever.
Randy Travis, Forever and Ever, Amen. The next song is by one of the great living people in our world of country music, Ralph Stanley. He's a local. The notes say he's from rural Southwest Virginia. Well, we think we're in rural Southwest Virginia, but he's from McClure in Dickinson County. Used to be with the Clinch Mountain Boys, he and his brother. Were very famous for many years and still are. There was a big write-up in the local paper about Ralph Stanley just recently. He's going to be honored at some big event, I think at the Heartwood Place in Abingdon. And he's around. He performs every now and then. He's in his 80s and still just a wonderful musician. This is one of his songs. I don't know what year he recorded it. Well, I say his song. One of the songs he sings. Going Up Home to Live in Green Pastures. And it's the essence of what I think of as local, I say local, Appalachian country music. Not the commercial Texas kind, which I like too, but this is the local, has a Christian root usually, and this is Ralph Stanley with Going Up Home to Live in Green Pastures.
Troubles and triumphs often betray those on in the weary body to stray, but we shall walk beside the still waters with the good shepherd leading the way. Going up home to live in green pastures, where we shall live and dine evermore. Even the Lord will be in that number when we have reached that heavenly shore. Those who have strayed were sought by the Master, He who once gave His life for the sheep. Out on the mountain still He is searching, bringing them in for liberty. Going up home to live in green pastures, where we shall live and dine evermore. Even the Lord will be in that number when we have reached that heavenly shore. We will not heed the voice of the stranger, for he would lead us on to despair. Following home with Jesus our Savior, we shall all reach that country so far. Going up home to live in green pastures, where we shall live and die evermore. Even the Lord will be in that number when we have reached that heavenly shore.
Ralph Stanley, Going Up Home to Live in Green Pastures. Now the next song, sometimes I talk a lot, and friends said they were waiting to hear the song and driving home, and they got all the way to their driveway, and I still hadn't played the song, and wished I wouldn't put so many comments in, but I can't resist it sometimes. Here's one. Those of you who watch TV, and I admit I don't watch much TV. By the way, this is Wombats in Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia, from Emory and Henry College, WEHC, FM 90.7. your college and community station, and this show comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. So anyway, this song, those of you who watch TV have probably know this young lady, Jackie Evancho. She was probably, I think she was on American Idol, and she's probably had quite a play. I'd never heard of her. Somebody sent me a YouTube link, and I played this song and watched it and just was blown away. I'm tempted not to tell you anything about her and just play the song and let you hear it. It's just a beautifully, beautifully done piece. She has a voice, the voice of an angel. But I can't resist telling you, she's 10 years old. It's just incredible. This little girl gets up there on the stage and stands in front of the microphone and talks to them. You hear her talking to the announcer. And, you know, she's just a little girl. And during the song, she stops and talks, and you hear the little girl's voice. But when she sings... I won't even tell you. I'll let you find out for yourself. So this song is called To Believe. It was written by her uncle, and Jackie Evancho sang it in 2011. She was 10 years old. She might have turned 11 by the time she sang it, but she's just a little girl.
So this next song that we're going to do is extra special to you. Could you tell me about it?
Well, my Uncle Matt composed this song.
What's the song about?
Well, the song is about people who don't have the luxury that we have and don't have it as good as we do.
And I know that you're very aware of that, and I know your parents, Mike and Lisa, have raised you right, and they've really taught you the values in life, and it's so nice to hear from such a young person that you have that instilled in you. And now we're going to do Matthew Evancho's song called...
To Be Lee.
Jackie Evancho, E-V-A-N-C-H-O. Go to YouTube and watch her perform that if you want to be even further transformed. I feel like I've witnessed a star being born. Who knows? People grow up, they change. Perhaps this is her one time to be famous, but I wonder if maybe she'll be the great singer of the future. I hope to live long enough to see her grow to maturity and become a star. She's a star, and she's 10 years old with a voice that could belong to anyone. There are a bunch of videos of her on YouTube. That's just one of them. Anyway, I thought it was just a great discovery, and I am inspired to hear it. I think I would love it almost as much if she were 40 years old, but she's not. She's now 11, and that is Jackie Evancho. The next song is classic doo-wop. This is from 1954. I play it every few months because it's one of my all-time favorites from my high school years. It's called Shaboom by the Crew Cuts. And the doo-wop sound, it really comes through. They were from Canada. They were part of St. Michael's Choir in a school in Toronto. And as were the Four Lads. So two first-class singing groups came out of the same choir. And the Crew Cuts had another big hit, Earth Angel, two of my all-time favorites. This is Shaboom by the Crew Cuts.
If I could take you up in paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, and up and we'll meet again.
Oh, life could be a dream, if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind.
Da, 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 da.
If you do what I want you to,
baby, we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom, yada-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, yada-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, yada-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom. Shaboom, shaboom, yada-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, yada-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, yada-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom. I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so fine. Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love,
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, and up and we'll meet again. Boom, shaboom,
and on it. Dong, a-lang, 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 shaboom, ba-do, 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 ba-bed. Life could be a dream,
life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream, if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you,
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
That was the Crew Cuts from 1954 singing Shaboom. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. We'll bring you this show on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. And I want to encourage you to do what I encourage you to do every week and what I encourage myself to do and do my best at. And that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.